וזה בחינס הניסויון של אברהם ויצחק בשעס או הקדו. רב נוסנזל says, now we're going to explain what the test was for Avram Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu during the time of the Akedah. Ki yodua kushyas ha'olam al goydel hara shel hanisoyin shel Akedah. Because it's known, the question that everybody asks, what's the big deal? What's everybody going nuts about? That this was such a big test that Avram Avinu had to take his son and kill him at the Akedah. Ki lefi goydel tzidkosoy shel Avraham. Because based on how religious Avram Avinu was, Ein Zenisoyin Godol Kolkach, why should this be such a super, super test? If you really believe in Hashem, and if you really know that Hashem is telling you to do this, Ein Zenisoyin Godol Kolkach L'choira, doesn't seem to be such a spectacular test. Ki nidme lona, because it would appear to us, Shegam Anoshim Pshutim Yamdu B'nisoyin Zeh, that even simple religious Jews would be able to pass this test. Meaning, if Hashem would call me up on the telephone and say, listen, my name is Hashem, and I know where you live, and I know, and I'm telling you that what I want you to do now is take your son, your only son, and kill him, any real religious Jew will certainly do it. So what's the chiddush here? Ach ikar hanisoyon hoyo mashaloi hirher achar midos of Yisborach. The main test here was the fact that Avram Avinu didn't try to think that Hashem was wrong in any way, chas v'shalom, in asking this of him. Ukemuva mizeh, as is brought in many sforim, ukemuvan bedivrei Rabbi Senzal, as is brought in the Gemara, umuva bepirish Rashi, mima she'omar achakach, where Rashi Kodesh says what Avram Avinu said to Hashem afterwards. He said, afareish sichosi lefonecho, Hashem, let me tell you something. Etmol amartali ki biyitzchok yikori lechazora. Yesterday you told me that from my son Yitzchak Avinu is going to come forth a fabulous nation. And afterwards you told me that I should bring him as a sacrifice, and I didn't question you in any way, and I didn't challenge you, I didn't complain. It seems from that Rashi and from other places, shezeh choyo ikar hanisoyin shaloi. This was the main test. Ukemoisham Razal al posuk va'ani va'hanar neilcho ad koi, as the Gemara says on the posuk where Avram Avinu said to Yishmael that you guys stay here, I and Yitzchak Avinu are going to go to that special place. Umuva bepirush Rashi, and Rashi Kodesh says, ere heichon hu mashe omar li koi yezaracho, that Avram Avinu said, we'll see now exactly how Hashem is going to fulfill his promise to me when he showed me all the stars in the heaven and all the sand in the ocean, and he said, Koi yezaracha, your children are going to be plentiful like this. He was curious to see how Hashem was going to pull that off if he was taking his only child and murdering him at that point. Aval Avraham his chazek be'emuna. However, how did Avram Avinu deal with this? He fortified himself with emuna. He didn't question, he didn't try to think at all, why is Hashem doing this, or is this justified? And he said, despite the fact that I don't understand Hashem's ways, that it makes sense. That's right. I'm not supposed to understand Hashem. She'ev shalohav in darki Hashem. It's ridiculous for me to think that I would be able to understand everything Hashem's doing. Va'ani mechuyav la'asoysis shali. I have to do what's being asked of me. Lo'hoylich b'ni yechidi l'shchita, which is, right now, to take my son and slaughter him. V'yafal pikein, ani mamin shashem yizborach yekayim kol devorav shiftichani. And I still believe 100% that Hashem is going to fulfill his promise that he made to me. Ki drochov yefsher lohovin klal, because it's impossible for a human being to understand Hashem completely. Ki hu yochel lasoy shnei afochim benoyis yechod, because Hashem can do two contradictory things, two opposite things at the same time. Ukemoi sheshamati mimenu zal bozeh harbe. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I heard a lot of discussion from Rabbeinu Zal about this topic. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosuv v'yikra Avraham shem hamokam ahu Hashem yireh asher yeyomer hayoim b'har Hashem yeroeh. It says that after the whole Akedah, Avraham Avinu named that site Hashem Yireh, because he said that on this mountain Hashem was visible. Hashem showed Himself. Ki kol ha'ovois hakdoshim hevinu v'ro'u meirochoik she'ikra ha'tachles v'hatikvo yevrak b'sof achroin. All the avos and all the tzaddikim of the past all understood and knew that the main hatzlocha for the Yidden was going to be only way, way in the future. Kishayovoi Moshiach, when Moshiach would come. Ukemoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Al Posuk Vegam Es Hagoya Sheyavoitu Dononoichi. And also that nation which the Jews, which are making the Jews suffer, Hashem said, I'll fix them, I'll judge them. Lerapois Shibud Malchios. It's not going just on Mitzrayim, but it's really talking about all the other nations in the future that would put the Yidden through all the things they would put them through. V'chein bekama mekoymos, and this is expressed in many places in the Torah. Shekulam ra'u golus ze hamar ha'achroin ha'oruch kol kach. All the tzaddikim of the past, all were aware of and knew and saw this unbelievable golus, this long, long golus that we would be going through at the end of time. Avol ba'oitzim gedulas hasogosom v'ruach kodshom. But despite the fact that they were such great tzaddikim and they were able to know so much about Hashem and know so much about the future, they were not able to know about when the final end would be. Shehu Ketz Haplois, which is the final wondrous end. Shehu Sosum Venela Mo'oid Mein Koil, which is completely, completely covered up and hidden from the eyes of everybody. Okamashem Razal Al Posuk Vayikro Yaakov Levonov. As the Gemara says, on the Posuk where Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children, he was speaking to them when he was about to pass away, Shebikesh Legale Islahem Ketz Hagula. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to his sons everything about Mashiach's coming. V'nistalko heimeno shechina, and the shechina left him. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosu ba'avrohom. This is what it means when it says by Avraham Avinu, v'yar es hamokoim meirochoik. That when Avraham Avinu was coming to the place of the Akedah, it says he looked and he saw it way in the distance. Shero hatikva. Shehu kedusha smokam abeis hamikdash ubeis chayenu v'sham kol tikvasenu. What was he looking at? He was looking at the mountain on which the Beis Hamikdash was going to be built, which is the mountain where the whole salvation of the Am Yisrael is all based on that building over there. But he ro avol roz hamokoy me rochoik. But he saw that it's way, way in the distance. Ki yefsher la'amoid al hadovor mosai noshuv lozeh hamokam hakodesh. Because it's impossible for anybody to know when is that time going to come when we're going to return to the Beis Hamikdash and it's going to be in full swing. Aval afal piken ro'o oisoi bere'iyo yofa ubora. But despite the fact that he understood it's very far away, he still saw it very clearly. Shebevadai nizke loze hamokoy makodosh soif kol soif. He knew 1,000,000,000% positive that the Jews definitely are going to be zeicha to that Beis Hamikdash. Rak hu meirochoik. It's just that it's going to take a long time. It's far away. Ukemavur bedvoreinu bozeh harbe, as is found in many places in Likudei Halachos, lohoitzi ramoze mizeh kol echad liatzmoi leinyan gulas nafshei beprotius. As Rav Nosson Zal talks about this, that this is how every Jew is supposed to understand their own final hatzlocha. Ayin shom behilcha shiluach hakan alocha hei. That's where he discusses this at length. This vayar es hamokam erochoik. That every single Jew goes through this test. that when a Jew starts becoming religious, or even if he doesn't start becoming religious, he's religious already for 5 years, 10 years, and he's doing mitzvahs, and each time the person keeps thinking, wow, I just davened the beautiful Shmoneh Esrei, or I just did this, and he's expecting the solution to his problems to be right there. And he doesn't know that it's Vayar Esamokoy Meirochoy, that even Avram Avinu, who was the biggest tzaddik, and Yitzchak Avinu was the biggest tzaddik, still, nothing happens fast food in Yiddishkeit. These solutions don't happen overnight, and a person's tikkun hanefesh doesn't happen overnight. There's a tremendous amount of waiting that's required. There's a tremendous amount of savlanut, patience and consistency, and years of avodah for a person to get to see a major change in themselves or to see a major tikkun for themselves, that kind of thing. This is exactly what Avram Avinu was referring to when he said to Yishmael and the other Nar that was with him, you guys stay here. From this point on, it's me and Yitzchak Avinu that are going to move forward, go, and we will go ad koi, till that place.
Who's with him?
Excuse me? Yishmael? Yishmael? And who else? And Eliezer. Eliezer and Yishmael. Ki bechinas koi merames al dovor sheroyin meirochoik moid. Because the word koi refers to something that you see way out into the distance. Ukama Shapirish Rashi Baparshas Matois, as Rashi Kodesh says in the Parsha, in the beginning of Parshas Matois, Moshe Nisnabe Bekoi, V'chol Hanavim Nisnabu Bekoi. We find that there are some times when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and used the word koi, koi omar Hashem, like this Hashem said, and Hashem used that word koi when it came to other prophets also. Moisef Aleihem Moshe, however, there was one thing that Moshe Rabbeinu had over all the other prophets, Shenisnabe Bozeh Hadovor, that there were certain times when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and he didn't say koi. Hashem said, Zeh Hadovor Asher Tziv Hashem. This is it. Ki kol hanaviim nisnabu bas baklar yeshein ameira. The Gemara explains that all the prophets, when they were given prophecy, their prophecy wasn't crystal clear. It was blurry. It was like somebody looking at something way out into the distance where you don't necessarily see a perfectly clear image. Sherou nevuosom meirochoik moid. They saw their nevuah through a telescope, long distance. Avol Moshe hisnabe gam bozeh hadovor. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who was super close to Hashem, he was zoicha to this madrega called zeh hadovor. This is it. Right here, right in front of you, I'm showing it to you. Shehu bechinas shero hanevua bereiya yofo boro. He was zoicha sometimes to be given this prophecy crystal clear, like it was right in front of his face. Avol gam Moshe hisnabe bekoi. But look what the Gemara is saying here. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't always zeh hadavar. It says over there, v'neviim were bekoi, and Moshe Rabbeinu was bekoi. But Moshe Rabbeinu had it over them that sometimes he was zeichet to zeh hadavar. Ki hayu kama nevuos shegam hu huchroch leroisam meirochik moed. Because there were certain prophecies that were told to Moshe Rabbeinu that didn't either apply to right now, but rather it was things that were way, way out in the distance. V'zeh b'chinas koi omar Hashem kachatzois halayla ani yoytzei b'toich Mitzrayim. Like when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that he was going to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim at midnight, it says over there in the pasuk, koi omar Hashem. It doesn't say zeh hadovor asher tziv Hashem. Koi, Hashem said like this, that what? That kachatzois halayla, I'm going to take the Jews out. Kisoid chatzois halayla gam Moshe lo yochoy lamoid olav b'shleimus. Because the secret of chatzois, of midnight, the secret power of midnight, is something that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand completely. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says in Brochus, Michti, let's analyze this. Moshe lo yoda chatzois emas. Moshe Rabbeinu did not know exactly when midnight was. Va'omar kachatzois. Therefore, when he told Paroi that the Jews are going out at midnight, he didn't say they're going out at midnight. He said kachatzois laila approximately at midnight the Jews are going to go out. David Yoda, and David did know, because David said, Chatzos Laila Okum Lohides Lecha. I get up every night at midnight to say praises to Hashem. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Moshe Yoda She'ikaruhu Hagula Hachroino She'tiye Bizchus David V'hanilvim Ha'elov. Moshe Rabbeinu knew perfectly well that the main Geula, the real Geula, was not going to be when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Nonsense. There was going to be a lot of Golus after that, a lot of trouble. The real Geula was going to be the Geula which would come in the Zchus of Dovid HaMelech and those that are attached to him. Sheheim Hatzadikim Uksherim Ho'oimdim B'chatzois Laila L'koinein Al Churban Beis HaMikdash. This refers to those tzaddikim and those religious people that get up at midnight to mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash. She'oz Hashem Yizborach v'chol HaTzaddikim Shebegan Eden Tzaisen L'kolayu. That's when Hashem and all the tzaddikim in Gan Eden listen best to the person's tefillah. That's considered to be the ultimate best time when a tefillah can be most effective. That's going to be one of the most instrumental, if not the most instrumental item in bringing about the final geula. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Sisu, oisa mosois kol hamisablim oleho. Sisu ito mosois kol hamisablim oleho. Rejoice with Yerushalayim. Super rejoicing. Who's going to rejoice? Kol hamisablim oleho. Those that were zeche to mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim properly. Ukemoisham razal, as the Gemara says, kol hamisabel al Yerushalayim zeche veroye b'simchosa. Those that are zeche to mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash, only they are going to be zeche to really rejoice in its grand opening. Avol lo yochoy lamoy daladovor mosayia keitz. However, nobody is able to figure out exactly when this final end is going to be. Ki hu sosum ma'oid. It's extremely hidden. V'alkein gam be'ula harishoina rimeiz bedvorov. Therefore, even when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about the Jews being taken out of Egypt, which was the first geula, even there he hinted to them, she'omar kachatzois halaylo ani yoytze. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, approximately chatzois, I'm going to go out Mitzrayim and shamble all their bechorim, zap their bechorim to bits. Ki bechol dvora vishlichusoi histakel ala keitz v'achroim. Because in all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying at the time, and in doing, carrying out his whole mission, he was really looking into the future. His main concern wasn't this mini July 4th that was going to take place in Mitzrayim. His main concern was the real July 4th, which was going to come when Mashiach would come. Shebishvil zeh miyein bishlichosei betchila. This was the whole reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with Hashem and refusing to go on this mission. Remember what he said? Shlachno biyat tishlach. Hashem, what are you sending me for? What are you making this whole spiel over here when you know this is anyway going to end up in trouble, in meraglim and all kinds of other stuff? Shlachno biyat tishlach. Why don't you send the guy who you're going to send? Why don't you send Mashiach and make a final display? V'alkein rimeiz bedvorov. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu hinted in his words. Hashem hinted in his words. V'omar and said, Kachatzois halaylo ani yoytzei besoich Mitzrayim. Around midnight, I'm going to be going out Mitzrayim and doing my thing. Kikol hagolios mechunim b'shem Mitzrayim, because all the different exiles that Bnei Yisrael experience are all given this nickname Mitzrayim. The word Mitzar means constriction, imprisoned. You know, v'alkein omar kachatzois ki haketz o achroin sosum moed, because the final end is super hidden. Rak David, it's only David HaMelech, Shehu Ba'atzmoi Moshiach, he is Moshiach, Omar, he was able to say, Chatzois Lailo Okum, I get up midnight. V'alkein Omar Moshe Oz, Koy Omar Hashem. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu, at that time, when he said, Chatzois Lailo, he said, Koy Omar Hashem, Chatzois Lailo, Ani Yotze B'Sech Mitzrayim. Ki nevua zu shel bechinas chatzois, shemarames al keitzo achroin, hi rechoika mo'oid. Because this prophecy, which is alluding to this secret weapon that the Am Yisrael has, the fact that they have these tzaddikim that get up for chatzois every night and say this special tefillah, still, it's rechoika mo'oid. It's not that you're going to do this once or twice and Mashiach's going to come right away. It's going to be hundreds of years, possibly thousands of years, of tzaddikim getting up for chatzois and saying this tefillah. And it's impossible for anybody to figure out exactly when. Alkein Omar Baloshin Koi Vekanal. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu expressed this in the term Koi, approximately like this, referring to something that's out in the distance. Vze biatzmoi bechinas vaani vaanar neilcho ad Koi hanemar bi Avraham. This is exactly what Avraham Avinu was alluding to when he said that I and Yitzchak will go ad Koi, until that place called Koi. Ki hemin, because Avraham Avinu believed, she'af al pi shemoylech b'noi l'shchito, that despite the fact that he's taking his son now to be killed, af al pi kein b'vada yiskaimu dvorov yisporah shomar ki bi Yitzchak yikore l'chazora. He believed 100% for sure that Hashem's promise that from Yitzchak Avinu would come forth children and a nation, he believed that that was 100% fact. Ach, hu bebechinas koi. However, what kind of fact is it? It's not ze, it's not something that I see perfectly clearly in front of me, but rather it's koi. It's something that's distant. It's not going to happen overnight that from Yitzchak is going to come forth a nation. It's going to take thousands of years. Sherochoik moed, it's very, very far. Ve'ef shelohoven, it's impossible for us to understand it clearly. Rak me'rochoik royin, it's only something that we see way, way out in the distance. Ve'alkein achakach kishehitzil Hashem Yisborach as Yitzchak. And that was why afterwards, when Hashem rescued Yitzchak, Ve'he'elo ayil tachtov, and Avraham Avinu brought a ram in place of Yitzchak, Oz haven Avraham Yoiser. That was when Avraham Avinu understood even greater, She'i'ef she'lohovin drocho v'lamoid al sev dvorov, that it's impossible to understand the ways of Hashem and to know exactly how Hashem's prophecies are going to be fulfilled. Bifrat be'inyan akeitz achroin, especially regarding the final end. Shekol ha'haftochoi shehivtichoi liten lo zera ulanchilam el esoretz, so that all of these promises that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu, that he's going to give him children and he's going to give him Eretz Yisrael, hakol hoyo b'shvil hakeitz achroin, all of it was really geared towards the final end. Sherak oz yiskaimu bishleimus kol haftochos. It's only when Mashiach's going to come that we're going to see the ultimate fulfillment of all the promises that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu. Those promises were really fulfilled about greatness and everything. There was always a temporary greatness, a short-lived greatness.
What about the Moshe's question that we asked about why David HaMelech wasn't redeeming them for the final redemption?
Why Hashem didn't want David HaMelech? Because it wasn't yet the time for David HaMelech. It wasn't yet the time for Mashiach. That's why. Avol iyev shelamoid al soif hadover b'shum oifen. But it's impossible for any Jew to calculate this or to figure this out. But rather, every Jew is obligated every single day to believe in Hashem and to do the mitzvos. Ulahaminen, to believe, shaydeze yiskarev haketz, that every mitzvah that I'm doing is helping to bring the end closer. V'lachakois b'chol yoim sheyovoy, and to wait patiently every single day for Mashiach to come. V'yafal pikein im lo yovoy boi se'ayoyim, Mechaka b'yom acher. Every single day, the person should be waiting with bated breath. Could be today is going to be the day when Mashiach is going to come. And after waiting for 24 hours straight, and Mashiach hasn't come, not to get crazy, not to get nuts, but rather to wait, then fine, then I'll wait tomorrow. Nechake b'yom acher, ad shesoif kol soif yovoi, until in the end, Mashiach definitely will come. K'may shekosav, as the Pasuk says, im yismameha, if he'll be delayed, chakeloi, wait for him, ki bo yovoi, because Mashiach will definitely come, lo yacher, without delay. He will come at the right time. Zehu vayikra Avraham shem hamokim ahu Hashem yireh. This is why the Torah says that what name did Hashem, did Avram Avinu give to the place of the Akedah? He called it Hashem yireh. Hashem sees. What kind of funny name is that to give to a place? She'em lo pirish lechoira. This name doesn't seem to make sense on the surface. The Kasha Nidchak Rashi Bepirushoi, as if you look in Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh struggles to try to explain the pshat of what those words mean, Hashem Yireh. Ach Ato Yisparish Kipshutoi. But based on the explanation that I've given you, Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll see how that name fits perfectly. Shekoro Hamokim Shel HaBeis HaMikdosh, Shehu Ikar HaTikvo Kanal, Hashem Yireh. Avram Avinu named the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the site of the salvation of the Am Yisrael, he named it Hashem Yireh, Hashem sees. Meaning, Ki rak Hashem Yireh ze hamokoim lahashrois bo shechinosoi. It's only Hashem who will see to it and who sees when and how he's going to put his Shechina in this place. Ki rak hu yisporach levad yoideya hasoif. It's only Hashem who knows the end, who knows and understands, knows when and how and what. Avol onu, osur lanu lachshoy boze shum keitz klal. But for us, it's forbidden for us to attempt to figure this out and to say, when this and this happens, Mashiach's going to come. Or, this is a sign that Mashiach's coming today, or this year, that kind of thing. U'kamay sham razal, as the Gemara stresses, Rak oleinu mutol b'chol yoim v'yoim la'asos es shelonu. But rather, our responsibility is, each and every single day, to do what we can do, which is, losur meira v'la'asos toiv b'chol yoim v'yoim, which means, to avoid aveiros and to do mitzvos every single day. Shaydeze miskareves ha'gula. This is what will bring the ge'ula close. This is what we can contribute to bringing the gula close. U'kamoy sham razal, as the Gemara says, she'shoal es Eliyahu, one of the rabbis asked Eliyahu Novi, emos ha'yovoy mar, when are you going to be coming? Omar loy, and Eliyahu Novi answered him, hayoim, today. So the rabbi said to him, come on, stop kidding around, when are you coming? And he said to him, hayoim im bekoylo sishmo, today, if you listen to Hashem. We're up to a part where Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing how we should be careful not to calculate when Mashiach's coming, not to do those kind of things, but rather we should do our part, which is mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, and have emunah that every mitzvah, every good thing we do, brings it closer. And now he continues, ve'im kvar hoyu kamo tzadikim u'ksherim she'ovdu oisi yisporach b'chol yoim v'yoim. And despite the fact that there were already many tzaddikim and religious people that served Hashem every single day of their lives, v'yafal pikein adayin loybo, and despite that, Mashiach hasn't come yet, hu machmas hakilkul shel acherim shemaktim biyosei. It's because of the mess that other people have made that's delaying Mashiach's coming. Avol afal pikein, but still, kol echod kefi avoidosoi hu metarev hagula. Still, every single year, based on the mitzvahs and good things that he does on any particular day, he brings closer, he has the ability to bring closer the coming of Mashiach. V'soif kol soif, and in the end, yizkaptzu hisnoitetzus hagula, she'oireru hatzadikim aksherim b'chol yoim v'yoim, they will be gathered together. All the sparks, not just sparks, all the different things that have pushed for Mashiach's coming that have been initiated by all the tzaddikim and all the religious people, all of it's going to gather together, tovoy hagula, and it's going to be the combination, the gathering together of all of those efforts that's going to result in Mashiach's coming. Ukameshekosov Rabbeinu Zal al Maima Rabba Bar Barchana, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, in explaining one of the stories of Rabba Bar Barchana, where it says over there, Kadcham, when things will get warmed up enough, Gabe Ishapich, the back, Kaviochel, Hashem's back will be turned away, will turn around, Hashem will flip over Kaviochel, and will face us. Besimin Beis, as is brought in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, Ayin Sham, look over there. Vezehu Asher Yeomer Hayoim Behar Hashem Yeroeh. This is what Avram Avinu meant when, right after the Akedah, he said that he gave the name of that mountain, he named that mountain Hashem Yireh. Why? Asher Yeomer Hayoim, because it let it be said today, Ki Behar Hashem Yeroeh, that Hashem showed himself on the mountain. Ukamay Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Shekoi al kol yoim voyoim shel kol hadoiroi saboim hakoirim mikroze. Ayin Shom. Rashi HaKodesh says that when Avraham Avinu said the hayoim over there, he wasn't referring to just that day. He was referring to every single day of every single Jew's life in all the generations that are going to come. Hainu bechinas hayoim im bekoiloi tishmo hanal. This goes back to what we said earlier, that when Mashiach was asked, when are you coming? His answer was, hayoim, today, im bekoiloi tishmo. If the Jews will listen to Hashem, I'll come today. Shebechol yoim miskareves hageula kefi hu avoido shel kol echod v'echod shoived es Hashem yisborach. Every single day, Moshiach comes closer. Moshiach, the time of Moshiach's coming is moved closer based on the degree of Torah and mitzvahs, based on the serving of Hashem that's being done by every single Jew. Ukamayshanu mevorchim b'chol yoim, as we make a bracha in Shmon Esrei every single day, matzmiach keren Yeshua, that Hashem is bringing forth the Yeshua, the salvation. And that's happening on a daily basis.